an intelligent sadhaka, his each and every activity is solely for the pleasure of his ishta, not even for the pleasure of any other Vishnu Tattva, not for anyone else's pleasure. Sadhaka performs all activities 24/7 solely for the pleasure of their worshipable deity, their Ishtadev. So when we do Shravan, it should be clear whether my Ishtadev is being pleased by that, whether my Ishtadev is being served by my Shravan. It's not that sometimes we think that Lord Ram is my Ishta, sometimes Krishna is my Ishta, or Narsingh Deva is my Ishta. No, it should not be that way. Even if one considers Krishna as one's Ishta Deva, still then the rasa, the mood in which one is connected to Krishna, should be crystal clear to him. Only then Krishna will be truly your Ishtadev. Only then your relation with him will be clear, and thereby you will be able to render some service to him. Look, mister, she is your wife. If she only knows that you are someone but does not know her relationship with you, sometimes she thinks I am your daughter, sometimes she thinks I am your wife, sometimes thinks as your mother, will it be possible for her to serve you properly? Any pleasing service can she do without knowing her relation with you? No. Similarly, when the relationship is clear with the Ishtadev, only then pleasing service to Ishtadev is possible. For example, Ma Yashoda, if she loses her memory, forgets everything, and starts thinking, I am Krishna's Sakhi, sometimes I am Krishna's mother, will it be possible for her to render any service to Krishna? No. One should be very clear, sure, of who is your Ishtadev. What is your relationship with your Ishtadev, your worshipable deity? Only then it will be possible for you to serve your Ishtadev. Each and every activity should be for the pleasure of our worshipable deity. To render service in one's mood, in one's bhav, is called nishtha in that bhav, fixation in that bhav. When we do kirtan, kirtan is not a ritual which has to be taken place before every pravachan. Kirtan is to be done solely for the pleasure of one's pranapriya Ishtadev. When we do kirtan, Krishna naam, why do we do that? If we ask any sadhaka, he'll not be able to answer. Will be silent. He thinks before katha, it's a rule, we must do. No, this is not so. We should do kirtan for the pleasure of our Ishta. For that, we have to know who is our Ishtadev. There is only one Ishtadev. And we should know very clearly what is our relationship with him, how to serve him. For a devotee of Lord Rama, it is not required to do Krishna Naam Kirtan, because his Param Abhishta, the fixity in Lord Rama, for how long should be fixity in Lord Rama? Always. For a devotee of Rama, not even for a mini second, there is any place for Lord Vishnu or for Lord Krishna. Ram is everything for them, for every moment of their life, for eternity. So Ishtadev clarity is an absolute must. When we do Kirtan, it should be a pleasure of our Ishtadev. Now we will do Krishna Nam Kirtan. In which bhava, in which mood we take Krishna Nam, Krishna Krishna, Govinda Govinda. We are taking this Krishna Nam mindlessly, without knowing anything. This is not the way. An intelligent sadhak does not do this way. How do they do, the intelligent sadhaks? How do they take Krishna Nam? For pleasure of their worshipable deity, Sri Jugal. How we will do Krishna? When we see Sakhi Manjaris, they do Krishna Nam. How do they do? Why do they do? In same consciousness, we have to do. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, right? So we should know in which consciousness to do Jugal Nam Hare Krishna Kirtan. And we should know in which consciousness to do Krishna Nam Kirtan. When our Kishori Ji, Swamini Ji, Radharani goes unconscious in the fire of separation, the Sakhi's Manjaris, they take Krishna Nam to revive her consciousness. Also, Krishna Nam is most dear to her. For her pleasure also, we do that. Any activity of bhakti should be done as a service. Should be done as a service, consciously. Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhagavat Shastra Marma Navavida Bhakti Dharma Sadai Karibo Susevan. Once someone asked a Siddh Mahatma, I want to render pure bhakti. What am I required to do? What cost do I have to pay? Mahatma said, pure bhakti can be attained in 2 cents. Surprised. Why? Because Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, these books by Narottam Das Thakur, were being bought in 2 cents at that time. And by doing that, reading that and following that, one could attain the highest possible service for a living entity. So here in Prem Bhakti Chandrika said, Bhagavat Shastra Marma, what is the essence of Bhagavat? It is Navvida Bhakti. And how to do that? Sadai Karibo Susevan. Not Sevan, Susevan. When we do Shraman, the intelligent sadhak does not hear anything, any Bhagavat Katha. Those who are Manjaris, the reason for Mahaprabhu's descent to bestow each of us, the conditioned souls, to the fallen souls, he descended to make everyone a Manjari. So for whose pleasure the Shaman should be for us? Whose pleasure? For Radharani's pleasure. This kind of Nishtha is required. Fixation is required. Only then one can attain Siddhi. We often go to Samadhis of Siddha Mahatmas and pay obeisances and really respect them. But ponder deeply, for what reason are they Siddha? They held on to one bhava, a mood, attained Nishtha in that, and then attained Siddhi of that bhava. Siddhi is of what? Siddhi is of the bhava only, which one has hold on during his life. And one has to hold on to one particular, just one bhava, and get totally absorbed in that bhava to serve the Lord. One can be a Siddh Mahatma in Sakhi Bhava. One can be a Siddh Mahatma in Sakha Bhav. But in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Mahaprabhu's lineage, the Siddh Mahatmas are only in Manjari Bhav. Gaudiya Vaishnav is never a devotee of Lord Rama, never a devotee of Lord Vara, Lord Narsingha,
he never does their regular worship. What is the evidence? Again Prem Bhakti Chandrika, verse 28. Neshthika bhajan ei, tomare kahilo bhai, Hanuman tahate praman. Neshthik bhajan means bhajan with nishtha. Actually, bhakti means exclusive worship of Ishtadev. For Gaudiya's Ishtadev are simultaneously Radha, Krishna and Panchatattva. Here, Hanuman tahate praman. With full conviction, one should do sadhana bhakti. One goal you have to ascertain, and to attain that, whatever activity you perform is called sadhana bhakti. So for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, whatever activities need to be done to have love of Radha Rani, if one does Shravan Kirtan of that, that is sadhana, not Shravan Kirtan of any Bhagavat Katha or Bhagavat Tattva. Your sadhana bhakti is different. Hanumanji's sadhana bhakti is different. People like Hanumanji, of course Hanumanji is the eternal associate. If you want to attain Dwarkanath, then the sadhana bhakti is different. It is not one, it is not the same. Once Dwarkanath asked Garudji to go to Hanuman and to tell him that Dwarkanath is calling you, he did that, requested Hanumanji to come, but Hanumanji ignored. So, upon returning to Dwarkanath, he said, Hanumanji didn't come. Lord Dwarkanath said, now you tell him that Lord Rama is calling. Instantly, Hanumanji jumped and reached Dwarka. And Dwarkanath and Balram and Satyabhama, they all became Sitaram, Lakshman. Nashtika bhajan ei Hanuman tahate praman. One can very well understand that although Lord is calling, a pure devotee is not going to render service to the Lord. Why? Because a pure devotee is fully satisfied in his bhava, in his mood. 24 hours, he doesn't feel like doing any service to anything, even other Vishnu Tattvas. Guru is pleased, Gaurang is pleased. Only this is required. We see their big institutions, temples, think they are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They have deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Lakshmi deities, Lord Narsingha Deva deities, even Lord Varaha's deities, Krishna Balaram deities, also Radha Krishna and Nitai Gaur. All deities are there. But this is not Nashtik Bhajan, dear devotees. This is not exclusive Bhajan, Ekantik Bhajan, Eknishtha, Ekras. This way you will never attain Nishtha. Nishtha is in a particular bhava only. What is Goswami's teaching? Main teaching. Ratri kare Radha Krishner sevan. This Shat Goswami's ultimate teaching. To render service to Radha Krishna day and night. In 24 hours, either it is day or it is night. Every day. So what Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying? Whether it is day or night, render service to Radha and Radha Krishner. He is not saying Krishna Balramer, Sita Ramer, Narsingh Dever. If anyone is worshipping, rendering regular service to Narsingh Dev, Sita Ram, actually he is rejecting the foremost teachings of Shat Goswami's Ratri Dine Kore Radha Krishner Sevan. By disrespecting their teachings, one will not have siddhi in that bhava. When we do aarti of Radha Kunda, I was thinking that I am doing aarti in my swaroop, in my real nature as a manjari.
Service to Thakurji can be rendered in one's real nature. Skand Puran says, Devam Bhutva Devam Jajet. To serve the Deva, spiritual being, you have to be a spiritual being. When one is initiated, one gets Diksha, he becomes qualified, gets authority to do their worship, do their seva. Without Diksha, one does not get authority. Seva adhikar diye karo nij dasi. If one thinks he can do service of Radha Krishna, it's illusion, cannot do. In which relation are you doing service? Tell me. Is it a joke to do aarti of Radharani? Hanuman cannot do Radharani's aarti. How can you do? What to talk of Hanuman? Even Nand Maharaj cannot do aarti of Radharani in Nikunja. And you think you are doing without a relation? Sometimes it is seen that devotees go to Mangal Aarti often, but they do not know the meaning of going to Mangala Arati. What is Mangala Arati? Where does Mangala Arati takes place? In Nikunja and the banks of Yamuna. You say you are entering in Mangala Arati, but who enters in Mangala Arati? A person from America, London, India, he cannot enter. Only Sakhis Manjris can enter. You entered Mangal Arati? Then you should know that you are a Manjari, Sakhi. One who is doing Kirtan, Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe, should know during Mangal Arati, Sakhis and Manjaris, we do dance during Kirtan. But boys don't enter Mangal Arati, they don't dance. We, the Sakhis and Manjaris, dance. So even if you want to dance in Mangal Arati, be sure you are a Sakhi or a Manjari. Otherwise your dancing is not for Ishtadev's pleasure. It's for your own pleasure. Can anyone do Aarti of Yugal in the morning, Mangala? No. Only Lalita Sakhi does that, and that too daily. We should know these things. This is Bhajan Nishtha. If someone is doing Kirtan or worshipping and you are attending that, then the vibration itself will take you to very high state. But if someone is not doing Kirtan in that consciousness, that he is a Manjari or a Sakhi, he is not doing Aarti in that consciousness. If you just be there in that mindless state, that vice will also get onto you. He also does not know. No one knows anything. And we think that the morning program of Mangal Aarti is being performed. This is not morning program. This is Mangala Nitya, Nitya Seva. Every day we do Mangal Arati of our Priya Yugal. And after Mangal, you think we are returning. No, no, no. Then it is the time for your next service. Ratri Dine Kore Radha Krishna Rasevan. What is the next service after Mangal Arati? You take Kishori ji back home. Then you lovingly press her lotus feet. Make her sleep. Then you wake her up, rinse her mouth. This is Bhajan Nishtha. Know what is to be done. Day and night. You want to serve Radha Krishna day and night? Then know what is service to Radha Rani. Day and what are the different services? Sadai Kariva Su Sevan. Always do their service. Su Sevan. Not just service, Su Sevan. Properly serve. Devotees often say, our Guruji said this, said that. Even if Dwarkanath said this, we don't have to follow. What to speak of some Guruji or some institution saying do this or that. Even if Dwarkanath says, come do my service, one need not do that. See Hanuman's Nishtha. This Leela by Dwarkanath was to show to the innocent sadhakas the value of Ishta Nishtha. So that we are always fixed. Never waver, no matter who says what. Fixed in our bhav, fixed in our service, and totally satisfied in that. Manjaris do not desire intimate company of Krishna. Sakis have that intimate connection with Krishna, physical, but Krishna, just to show the grace of Manjaris, asks them, "Oh Manjari, come, I am alone. No one will see, no one will come to know. Come embrace me, have intimate relationship with me." But what do Manjaris say? "We can give our prana, lives, but not our bodies." So I'm telling you about Ishtanishtha. Hanuman is not listening to Dwarkanath. Manjaris are even one step ahead. They do not even listen to Lord Krishna himself. Parabrahma, Purushottam, Supreme Personality. Lord asks them for embrace. But then they do not listen to him. And we listen to anyone. We follow just anyone. Is there any chance we can attain Siddhi? Is Siddhi a joke? Raghunath Das Goswami says in a stava that even if I get opportunity to hear Harikatha in Dwarka from pure devotees, I will not hear. Why? Because by doing so, there will be distraction to his Ishtanishtha. That will not be pleasurable. That Shravan won't be pleasurable for Ishtadev, to Ishtadev. And the Dwarkanath Katha will be full of opulences. And our bhajan of Mahaprabhu is of pure madhurya, pure sweetness. Not even a tinge of opulence. Ratri dine kore radha krishner sevan. Param madhur bhav sevan. Not opulence. When we chant on every bead, we should pray, "O Kishoriji, O Radharani, where are you? Please give me your darshan. Please give me your service." This kind of japa is su-sevan, not mechanically or parroting of Hare Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Archanam. How Kirtan is to be done? Who am I? Who my Ishtadev is? Only for their pleasure I will speak a single word. Only their pleasure I will think. Manjaris do not even smile. Without Swaminiji's pleasure, not even for Krishna, they cry or laugh. What kind of nishtha is this? This is Manjari Bhav Nishtha. Only for Kishoriji's pleasure we do anything. Either in Siddhi or in Sadhana Kal here. Diksha is given here in Gaudiya Parampara, the real Parampara. Real Parampara may be from Nityanand Prabhu, from Gadadhar Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit, Thakur Mahashay. At the time of Diksha, what is Guru thinking? What is the bhava, the mood of the disciple? Guru is thinking, "Oh my Kishoriji, oh Rupa Manjari, I am presenting before you one more Manjari in your service." And the sadhaka thinks, "I am getting authority for Krishna, Kishoriji's service. And this is Diksha." It is not that Diksha has taken place, some Hare Krishna thing. Neither the Guru nor the disciple knows anything of what has happened. It is not so. Guru is presenting a new Manjari and Sadhak is feeling, "Oh, now it's a chance for me to become a Manjari." This is Gaudiya Vaishnava's Diksha. Not even for a single moment is there any need to remember or to serve any other Vishnu Tattva, if you really want to attain Siddhi the way Mahaprabhu wants you to. In Vaman Dwadashi, one can think of Lord Vaman, do some katha, that is okay. But it is not that every morning Bhagavat 8 to 9 for 40, 50 days, 2 months, you are daily doing Lord Vaman's katha. This is not Ishtanishtha, this is not exclusive worship of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. A 7th canto Bhagavatam goes on and months and months one is hearing Lord Narsingdev. Yes, all glories to Narsingdev. But this is not for Radha Krishna's pleasure. This doing bhakti is not entering into a supermarket. Sometimes hearing this, sometimes hearing that. In each and every pore of your skin, every drop of your blood, there should only be Radharani. Manjaris are the personification of service. They are made up of service of Shri Jugal. They do not think of anything, anyone else, of even Balramji's service. You say, all glories to Krishnadas Kaviraj, all glories to Rupa Goswami. That is fine. But do you want Siddhi? Then for this, you will have to do activities the way they did. Can you imagine Rupa Goswami doing 192 rounds a day? What will he do? He will chant some 64 rounds for Krishna Balram's pleasure. He will chant some 64 rounds for Lord Narsingdev's pleasure, for 64 rounds for Lord Ram's pleasure, and some rounds for Radha Krishna's pleasure or Nitai goes. No. Can he ever do that? At least this much clarity is needed. He will do all his rounds for Jugal's pleasure. You want Siddhi? Then don't make joke of chanting Hare Krishna. What is Diksha? Know that. What is Manjari Bhav? Know that. What is Manjari Seva? Know that. You're doing Arati of Radha Kunda. Only Manjaris do that Arati. The Guru in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya gives you Siddha Pranali, the Ekadash Bhava. He gives you your eternal Manjari Sarup, your name, your complexion, your service, everything. And through that Siddha Swarupa, you do Arati of Radha Krishna and deity form or of Radha Kunda. We should know no one else other than our East. What is our state now? We know Lord Rama, Lord Vara, Lord Vaman, Lord Narsingh, knowing everything, doing khichdi, hodgepodge. This way bhakti is not done. So you are a devotee from the last 12 years, you are doing Gayatri. What is the Shastric way? No, that's okay. It is Yog Pithastha. One has to be in Yog Pit, then one has to do Gayatri. You may not understand few things right now, but understand there is a place of worship in which Shri Jugal accepts your service. You have to be situated there and then do Gayatri. There are different Yog Pit of Gaurang Mahaprabhu, different Yog Pit of Radha Krishna. When we do Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, we do it in a different way. When we do Gayatri of Radha Krishna, we do it in a different way. Bhakti is science. How Rupa Sanatan have been addressed by Narottam Das Thakur in Prem Bhakti Chandrika? Jai Sanatan Rup Bhakti Rasakup Jugal Ujjwal Maitanu. He is glorifying Sanatan Rup. They are the well of Bhakti Ras. Have you ever this kind of purport? Acharyas being referred to as well, they are often referred as ocean of compassion, not well of compassion. Ocean has water of different places, mixed water, salty, etc. Not fit for drinking. But what is Koopa? Prem Bhakti Rasa Koopa. That well water is sweet, pure Madhurya, pure sweetness. This is pure Madhurya, Jai Sanatan Rup. There is no adulteration or tinge of opulence. Try to understand. You should know your East, know who you are. And how can they be pleased in Kirtan, in worship? Even if a pure devotee is delivering Katha in Dwarka, it is of no use to you. Alright? Remember, always, that from each activity of yours, your Bhava should be nourished. You did Shravan? No, it is Shravan is not to be done. Shravan Bhakti is to be done. What is Shravan Bhakti? That sort of hearing Harikatha, that sort of Harikatha in which your Swarup, your Bhava is nourished. It is not that you listen anything about Lord Vaman Vara, anything, any day. This is not Shravan Bhakti for a sincere sadhaka. It is okay in the beginning for few months or few 1 or 2 years, you get to know that I have to get out of this circle of birth and death. And you can hear all this Harikatha that demigods are lower and all this katha in the beginning, they're okay for few months or few years. But after that, you have to walk a straight line in a straight bhava. Sadai karivo susevan. If your East are being pleased, automatically your bhava will be nourished. And how will you do this service? In one particular bhava. Rupa Manjari will always render service to Thakurji in Manjari bhava only. She will not render service in Sakhi bhava. Are you getting this? Nashtika bhakti. Other one is anashtiki bhakti. So our bhakti should be nashtiki. The bodies are made up of Yugal Kishore Sevaras. The Manjari's bodies. So, for you to attain Siddhi, the body has to be composed of that mellow. We don't have to become Lalita Vishakha Sakhi or Majashoda. We just have to follow their bhav, the allegiance to their bhav. These devotees, Lalita Vishakha, are called, Rup Manjari, are called Ragatmika Bhaktas. Bhaktas of a particular raga. And we have to take allegiance, subordination of that raga, the mood they are worshipping. And attain Siddhi in that bhava. Siddhi in Manjari bhava we have to attain. Bilumangal Thakur attained Siddhi in Sakhi bhava. We have to attain Siddhi in Manjari bhava. Forget everything else. Forget what anyone said. Who usually says this Vishnupad ji says, this Prabhupada said this. No, we don't have to think of all this. Forget even if Dwarkana says anything, just forget that. You only try to know. Just be concerned with what Rup Manjari is saying to you, what Kishori ji is saying to you, what Guru Manjari is saying to you. Only remember this. Learning this lesson is more than sufficient. The path ascertained by Rup Sanatan doesn't contain even a tinge of opulence. So is there any possibility then there can be deities of Sita Ram or Lord Narsingha? No. We have seen that devotees chanting Hare Krishna, big temples, Lord Vara. I have seen with my eyes Vara Lakshmi also. This path is not ascertained by Goswamis. Chhat Goswamis, they never told this way. They never did this way. There is so much relishment that cannot be described in words if one does bhakti properly. There has to be single-pointed nishtha in a particular bhava that I will serve Thakurji in this mood. And accepting Guru means it is not the last step of bhakti. It is the first step. By proper mantra, diksha, bij mantras, one gets authority to start worship of the deity. The entry gate to render service to Golok is by bij mantra diksha. In a proper lineage from Sriman Mahaprabhu, which must be 500 years old. All lineages are still existing. One can go and see Navdweep, themselves, the original Janamsthali of Mahaprabhu, not known to many. The original Gorkishodas Babaji Samadhi, not known to many. The Thakurji service is possible through the Siddha Deha, spiritual body, and how the body is made spiritual? When the Guru gives initiation, he makes your Deha Chinmaya. So despite being in the body, residing in the body, which is nothing more than a bag of stool and urine, you can render service to Radharani after being initiated in Bija Mantras. The Guru establishes your relationship with Sri Jugal in one bhava and then nourishes that. Have any of you been to Navdweep? Huh? Yes. So how did you used to remember Gauranga Mahaprabhu? The unmarried Gaur or the married Gaur? The Sannyasi Gaur? Huh? Sannyasi Gaur is not our Ishtadev, not Gaudiya Vaishnav's Ishtadev. Our Ishtadev is married Gaur. Ishtadev of Rupa Goswami is married Gaur. Gaur has wives, two wives, eternal wives, Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya. Our Ishtadev is married Gaur. We sleep with Lord Gauranga after his kirtan in Srivasangan every night. And we wake him up, serve him in the morning. And we go to his residence, serve prasadam, hear Bhagavad Katha every day. So know very clearly what worship of Gaur you are doing. Who who is your Gaur, your Pran Gaur. He is not Sannyasi Gaur. Right now, for today, this is enough. Discuss other topics some other day. Hare Krishna.